Hello, you're welcome to this week's episode of We Time We Try, and my name is Rosanne Abiodoro, Rai for short. Thank you for joining me. So we're rounding up on husband material series, which I hope you've gotten some value so far. I hope you've understood what it really means to be a husband material, to be prepared to get married, apart from maybe the financial aspect and all that. And if, like I said earlier, if you have questions or you have thoughts peculiar to you, please don't just DM me away. You can do that. So in conclusion, husband material for me is one who is focused. I know someone will be saying, I'm focused in what? Who is focused in every aspect of a person's life? Because you see, most adulteries, most cheating, most people who are not did not plan out or set up, because I know some people are inclined to be polygamous, but people who are set are not set out, you know, to cheat and all that, is because they don't have a single purpose. They don't have, like, they are not focused on one place, and it affects not just their relationship with their wives, or, you know, start having kids outside and all that. It doesn't just affect that, but it affects their businesses because they are not focused. You know, they are not patient enough to be able to grow it. It affects their relationship with people because they are not focused to know who is loyal to them and who is not. So a husband material or someone who is ready to get married must be focused in everything he's doing, in his business, in his career, you know, in his activities, or if he's a believer of church, and his relationship also with God, and even, you know, have eyes only for his wife. If you are saying you're a husband material, you must, you know, be focused. You must have a goal. Even the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. You must be focused and say, oh, this is what I'm doing, this is where we're doing. Because you see, you're leading people. That's the problem. You're leading people. So you cannot just be leading people to where you don't know you're going to. So you must be focused. You must know where you're headed, and, you know, have steps, long-term, short-term goals, have plans on how to achieve it. That's what makes you a husband material. It's not just the fact that, okay, maybe you're good or bad, or maybe you can bring money and all that. So we've seen things like that. Money go, people become impotent for some reason, accident or some reason. So all those things are not the issue. The issue is your core, which is what I've been talking about throughout this month of August. What's your core? Are you focused? When you're doing a thing, do you set your mind to do it? Or you're the type that starts a thing and doesn't complete it? You're the type that, you know, you go into something, at the end of the day you abandon it and all that, and even when your wife is trying to push you or trying to encourage you and the rest, you snap out of it and all that. Please, you must be focused in everything you do. If you know that you want to get married, you must be focused. You must outline that this is where I'm going, this family God has given me, or this woman I want to bring to come to me, or the kids I'm going to have, where are we? Am I taking them to? Where are we going to go? 10 years down the line, where do I want to see my family? 20 years down the line, where do I want to see my family? You must be focused in your plans and in what you want to do. So I hope this series, this is just a concluding part, and I've already talked so much in the other parts. If you know that you have not mastered this thing, and this is a bonus also, anger management, that one is very important, because that's what leads to domestic violence. That's when, you know, your wife says something, maybe you talk once, she talks then. And please, I talked about not necessarily temperaments, but I talked in my previous videos too about, you know, being with you a gamma man or an alpha man and all those things. So those things matter, so that you will know, okay, your kind of personality and the personality of the woman you should be getting married to. But bottom line, your anger management, this is like a bonus point. You must know anger management, because these are two, both of you are two different people from two different backgrounds coming together to be one. So they're definitely, the way she view her viewpoint about life is different. And you must talk to can talk in a relationship. Everybody knows me, I always say that talk to can talk. There's nothing that is non-important. When you're in courtship, when you know that this is the person you want to spend your life with, you must talk, you must discuss everything, nitty-gritty. Everything is up for discussion. Put the cards on the table. Let both parties know what they are walking to. No surprises, no surprises. So please, if you have questions or you need private counseling, of course DM me away, and I'll be able to lead you to hand in hand. So please join me next month as we look at another topic. And of course, I'm open to taking your request topic too. My social media platforms are on your screen, and I'd love to connect with you. Bye.